Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Red, white, and blue. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you're being completely sidetracked from the issues as to what's going on here. Completely sidetracked. Again, and I've said this since the very beginning of my time on radio. You're being distracted constantly from the real issues. Well, they're trying to convince you that other nations are at war. Like, for example, Israel and Hamas, as they call it, right? Did you know that America, your government, is paying for both sides of that war? So what they do is they create the issue, right? We all know this. If it's not the Hegelian dialect, it's just creating the chaos and create and bringing in a new world order. That's what they're doing. They're the ones creating the chaos. No one's creating more chaos than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. Now, for 20 years, I've been saying the same thing there, too. So if you want peace within the gate, then do what the Lord tells you to do, Amos 5:15. Bring judgment upon the heads of propagandists and those that are committing the act of conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. It is truly that simple. Because everybody knows who the bad guys are. I'm not going to go down that road, but you already understand. Americans, you've got all the information you need. You don't need another headline as to what's going on and over in this country and in that country and what's happening in China and what's happening over with the Pope and all that other garbage, all that nonsense. It's all there as smoke and mirrors to keep you distracted from this very thing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page. What do you see? Exclusive illegal migrant encounters at the southern border. This is just the southern border, okay? This is just the southern border, okay? They surpassed 547,000 in less than 3 months. 3 months. Foreigners. Case in point, friends, this same government that told you that the two towers were dropped by foreigners from the Middle East is now driving in the use of the Mexican cartel to drive these illegals into your backyard. Okay. If tyranny or oppression ever come into your country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I do want to say this, friends. If you look at the top, I got this from the Daily Caller. And I know the source of the Daily Caller. I'm telling you, friends, beware. Beware. Because they are pushing just as much propaganda, as if not more propaganda, than those that are dropping the propaganda on them. No joke. Be careful with Daily Caller. I'm telling you, I've told you this before. Wanted to show you this as well. This is the postmillennial.com. Well, they keep you distracted with what's going on in other countries and wars that they are funding on both sides. Again, if it's not Israel and Hamas, as they call it, it's the Ukraine war. If it's not that, it's issues with China. If it's not issues with China, then it's Russia that we're dealing with. Folks, these are the people that are creating this narrative. Just want you to know, read Ephesians 4:14. Consider the source. Delta, American Airlines fly illegal immigrants from Biden's Arizona. Here, Americans, listen. This isn't Biden's America. This is your America, one nation under God. And if you forget that, it's going to be one nation gone under. And we're inching up on that incrementally through the siege. Read Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 15, go to 68. Verse 68. Friends, look at this. You've already been told this. Delta, American Airlines, fly illegal immigrants from Biden's Arizona processing centers into domestic U.S. on late night flights. Why do you think they're doing that? And don't think for one moment they don't want guys like me giving this information to people like you. Because they're already banking on it, friends, that you're not going to respond to the illegal immigrants that are being driven into your country on your dime. They're banking on it. They're counting on the fact that the American people are going to do nothing about the illegals coming into America. Here's another one. This is One America News. This is brand new. This is what they're distracting you from. The highest number of asylum seekers cross border illegally in one day, 26,000 in custody. Hey, folks, keep in mind, it's the DHS that was created after September 11th that has already defined Americans 72 times over as domestic terrorists. Again, Americans, you're the problem. Haven't you figured this out yet? Here's another one for you. This is from DailyCallerAgain.com. Again, beware of Daily Caller. Beware of Daily Caller. But here's some good information, which I can confirm. Yesterday we had Sheriff Richard Mack from Arizona. We have friends on the Arizona border. We have law enforcement in Arizona. Another one of our friends is Sheriff Mark Lamb. So we're getting this information firsthand, and we want to verify what we're giving to you. ICE arrests MS-13 gang-affiliated illegal immigrant who had been released onto the streets. Report. Hey, Americans. How many times are you going to let your federal and your state governments, along with your governors and your mayors, jeopardize the lives of your families? Yesterday, I'd highlighted, when I was talking to our friend, Richard Mack, the Declaration of Independence, and I want to give it a recall and let you hear this again because it's important that you do. It tells us, again, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, us, right? Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They work for us. But look what the American people are allowing their employees to do to them, their employers. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, which is in play right now, it is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them, you, shall seem most likely to affect your safety and your happiness. Your safety is completely being jeopardized. And what's interesting is when crimes are being committed by these illegals that are being allured in by your said representative government, what they do is they just lay it on the state to go ahead and compensate the victim's family rather than the victim's family holding the governors, federal governments, and the mayors across the country accountable for the crimes of the illegals that they themselves are luring into America. It's federal law. Go ahead, cross-check me. I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. It's time that we hold them personally accountable for their crimes, because if the American fail to do this, the American people fail to do this, they're going to continually do this. And sitting back and allowing this to just to go on, friends, you know nothing of history, because it's a matter of time before it comes to your front door. Amos 6:3. We're going to come right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Gunman shot his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Wow, isn't that insane? I mean, folks, just think about it. The American people have become so desensitized, they actually believe that we're talking about foreign countries here that are under attack, when in fact it's not. It's you. But here's the good news. The conservatives of the day are telling you that Donald Trump's coming back into office. Nobody can do it but Donnie. These are also the same people that are telling you that there's another investigation into Hunter Biden's criminal scandal, along with his treasonous dad, Article 3, Section 4. But this is the same state-run media, the same mainstream media, and they're useful idiots that are telling you that there's another war, but they don't tell you who's funding that war. These are the same people, folks, that are withholding information that's pertinent to your safety and your happiness. But these are the ones that are doing the attacking, folks. These are the people that are doing the attacking. What is across the boards in America today? What's the news? How the government's trying to strip you of your Second Amendment rights. How the Supreme Court is saying no to standing up for kids that are being made prey by a bunch of men dressed as women in libraries. I mean, do you want me to keep going on? Because this is what you've conditioned yourselves to submit to. And I love you enough to tell you, folks. Man, I'm telling you what. Go back to the law and to the prophets, because we should all hold to the law and the prophets, regardless if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor. Which, by the way, is only named once in the New Testament. Read Ephesians 4:11. Because when you start reading the law and the prophets, boy, oh boy, does everything come in to a quickened state of understanding concerning the Holy Ghost as to what the problem is. It's the people that are the problem. It's the people that would say, I would have it so, as they throw off wickedly and departing from a living God. To do what? Watch their country be turned into hell. We cannot blame corruption for what we are tolerating here in any sense of the word. I want to show you this too, just to kind of highlight just a little bit as to what I'm talking about. Now, I did bring this up, but I wanted to bring it up yesterday, but I couldn't because I didn't have video access. But again, you know this, that Pritzker, this is the guy that just tried to disarm his people by naming a certain weapon, of course, which is a threat to tyranny in our own backyard. That was what the whole Second Amendment was given for in the first place. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. But because he didn't get his way, because 91 counties stood up and said, no, we're not doing that. And the sheriff said, we're not enforcing that. So what does he do? He turns around. This was on August 1st, and he said, we're going to go ahead and allow for DACA recipients to become police officers, illegals to become police officers. Again, I'm not making this up, but again, who's doing the attacking, friends? Who's empowering your enemies? That is the definition of treason. Get it in your head, Americans, that this is crime. These are crimes that are being committed against you by your representative government. They don't have a right to commit the act of treason. Okay? We talked a little bit about this yesterday with Sheriff Richard Mack out of Arizona as well. Sheriff Mack stood up against tyranny in the federal government. And then I asked him, by the way, and I thought this would be pertinent for you to understand and to know and listen with your ears. Hey, by the way, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, who stood up to the federal government and won, I'm curious, is the FBI, is the IRS, is the CIA, is the ATF, are any of these alpha organizations and agencies that have been created by the federal government, can you tell us lawfully and constitutionally where they're deriving their authority to even exist? And you know what Sheriff Richard Mack said? He said they don't have any constitutional standing. But who are the American people afraid of? Those that don't have constitutional standing, but the American people have let it go so far now. But guess what's happening? The federal government's now using your funds to arm over 87 agencies, arm them, weaponize them against guess who? You. Against you. And now they're trying to overrun you by drawing and alluring and driving all of these illegals into America. Just wait a second. Is it the bad guy getting his way? Nope. Is it the good guy suffering their abuse? Well, temporarily. And what does heaven wait for? Heaven waits for those that call themselves Christians to stand up and obey in dealing with the corrupt. But there and there alone have the American people failed the test. Read Proverbs 7:2. Keep my commandments and live. And if you don't want to, which is your wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6, well, then you're going to succumb to the judgments of God. One more point I'd like to bring up concerning my time with Sheriff Richard Mack yesterday. Hey, Sheriff Richard Mack, so what would you tell the American people? When do you think that they're going to wake up? Again, I'm just bannering off him because it's time for him to go ahead and give his opinions as he's on my show. And he says, the American people won't wake up until it's too late. When the boot drops, it's going to be too late. Yep. Okay, so one more time. Here we go. Tim Brown highlighted this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, swears in. They call them police officers who are here illegally. What do you think those illegals are going to do to you, Americans? They hate your guts. They hate your guts because of what you've allowed corrupt politicians to do to their countries. Did you know that? Well, that's a fact. That's why they hate your guts. They hate your guts, Americans, because of what you've allowed them to do in plundering their countries. And might I remind you that there's over 737 military bases, U.S. military bases, in over 142 countries. I didn't know that the American government had the right to police the world. I can't find that in the Constitution. I didn't know that they were supposed to use our boys to plunder innocent nations that got in the way of their global order. No, I know. America could never be guilty of that. Nope, that's where you're going to be taken in your pride right there. Oh, but I got some good news. You know, the guy that they sell in Texas as one of the good guys, Governor Abbott, yeah, which is far from the truth. He signs a bill. Hey, friends, listen to this. This is how stupid they want you to believe. He just signed a bill giving Texas police power to arrest illegal aliens. Guess what? They already had the power to arrest illegals. So why are they coming out now and telling us that Governor Abbott signs a bill giving Texas police power to arrest illegal aliens? You know what the police should do? First and foremost, they should arrest those border governors across the whole southern border and the northern border for alluring them in the first place. The police in the United States, if they were doing their job, the sheriffs, law enforcement, the Department of Justice, the list goes on. If they were really, truly doing their job, guess what? They would go to those that are giving them unconstitutional orders, and they'd arrest every single one of them in the United States of America. I know, that's a thing out of mind and out of sight to the American people, but because you believe it, then it is so. Whatever a man believeth in his heart, so is he. But I'm here to tell you what Scripture says. Believe the prophets. We were talking about going back to the prophets. Believe the prophets, and what does it say? You shall be established. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. That means you act on what you believe. Therefore, you'd have to respond to the commandments of the Lord, because keep in mind, they're not suggestions, friends. They're commandments. But I know that that's way out there, and I know that the 329.5 million people want to listen to the less than 1.7% of the population that's deceiving them and lying to them on a 24/7 basis, browbeating them into submission, into believing that that 1.7% is much greater than the 329.5 million people. I get it. That is a part of the curse. That is a part of the curse that the American people are reaping, and so it is. And so it is. I'm going to take Chris from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chris. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I was thinking today about these Greg Abbotts and all these people in positions of power that are allowing this to happen. I was asking the question that was burning in my mind, that how do they think they can get away with this? And I actually had the answer just appear to me, I think. And that's the reason why they think they can get away with this, and the reason why that they're doing what they're doing, is because they know about the operation, and they know that their chances are good because we're going to get taken out or otherwise dealt with.
Well, I can tell you exactly. First of all, a real simple answer to your question is my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The Lord said, because you forgot my law, I've forgotten you, Hosea 4:6. I don't believe that he's forgotten his children, but I can say this. They are a part of this alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18. To think otherwise, people have got to be out of their mind. But see, with these corrupt governors that are alluring them into their states, like DeSantis, the one in New Mexico, Newsom, we can go down the whole southern coast. Same thing happened in Arizona right now, and then in Texas, as I was just highlighting, they're all a part of this because they're the ones that are actually bringing them into the state, but they're banking on the fact that you would never do anything to them. You would never look at the provision found in the U.S. Constitution. You would never impeach them, and you'd never prosecute them for their crimes, because if you were really serious about it, they're going to sic that unconstitutional agency called the FBI on you, and then they're going to go ahead and demonize you, and then they're going to accuse you of crimes that they themselves are guilty of. I mean, that's really where we're at, Chris. Thanks for the call, brother. I totally appreciate it. By the way, your mail should be coming to you at any given time concerning that book I sent out to you, my friend. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. A day of darkness and not light. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with a trip to the Middle East through the early part of this week, saying one crucial part of his ongoing effort in the region is to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from becoming a wider war.
Use the influence, the relationships with different parties in the region to try to avoid escalation.
Blinken is denouncing calls by some Israeli officials for Palestinian resettlements outside of Gaza. He stressed getting more aid in will also be key. President Biden may have complete confidence in Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but GOP lawmakers are announcing plans to impeach him. It comes as Austin faces backlash for a lack of transparency when his recent hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana plans to introduce articles of impeachment today. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
That's exactly what they do. Hey, folks, here's the deal, and I'm just that guy, and you can say what you will, but I'm going to hold to the word, and I'm going to hold to the Constitution. I don't care if I have the world standing against me. This is the truth of the matter, and as a matter of fact, I've been tried by that on a smaller scale. With that, people are complaining, well, if we say anything in contrast to what's going on over in Israel, as they call it, then you're anti-Semite. I'll tell you what, if you know to be true what you believe and you know to be true concerning the fruit of what they call Israel today, because I was there back in 92, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, folks, Netanyahu's a devil and a half. As a matter of fact, even during the whole pandemic, 75% of the people said absolutely not to the experimental jabs. Did you know that they removed Netanyahu during that particular time? Because nobody was pushing that agenda, forced vaccines, more than Netanyahu himself. He's a devil, friends. But I want you to know that when I was there in 92, they were pushing forth the gay agenda. They were pushing forth abortion. They were pushing forth all the things that America deals with today that are an abomination in the sight of God. So if I see error with what's going on over there, I don't care if the whole world stands against me and says I'm anti-Semite. No, I don't care what they have to say. I'm not one that's going to stand by and be pushed around or bullied into or being browbeaten into submission because they don't like it. Folks, the mainstream media, these communists are using this system all day long. If it's not pitting religion against religion, if it's not pitting black against white, it's the media doing this. Why? Because they want you to pick a side. Do you remember, again, let's go back to September 11th. Do you remember after September 11th what George Bush said? Now, just keep in mind the chain that goes, or should I say the flag that goes to the top. His daddy was the head of the CIA. His daddy's daddy, Prescott Bush, was illegally busted in 1942 and indicted for illegally funding Adolf Hitler's war. So after September 11th, there were those that seen what happened right off the bat, right away. But the point that I want you to catch, folks, is the fact that he said either you're with the terrorists or you're with us. When you hear them say either you're with Israel, and let me put a check there, who's driving the narrative that you better stand with Israel more than your government right now? And you're not putting a check on that? Well, then I say, you know what, you deserve exactly what you've got coming. And I don't care which way they're spinning it. The spin doctors are spinning this information all day long, but they're all driving the same narrative because this, again, and I've said it a million times from this broadcast, friends, the best way to control the opposition is to create it and lead it ourselves. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Every day, do we not hear Donald Trump's name? Every single day about how he's under attack, but nobody's paying attention to the fact that he's accumulating millions from his blind and ignorant worshipers, Acts 12:22. See, he's not under attack, friends. He already told you he's not going to jail. He already knows the fix is in. He ain't going to jail. No, that's just the American people that was ignorant enough to follow him there and do the things that they did, or at least of what they were accused of, which we know they're not guilty of. I mean, and the government knows that as well because they have no footage of it. But we do. Okay, so whatever the government says, you either get blindly follow behind them or you're in opposition to them. That is a dictatorial, totalitarian system of government, and that is not free speech. As you can well see, what's under attack more than free speech today by that same government? That's now browbeating you into believing everything they say about Israel, and if you don't stand with them, then you're an anti-Semite. Go fly a kite. Go fly a kite. That's not patriotism. Folks, the church is not called to be, we're not called to be the leader of consensus. The church is called to be the moral leaders of consensus. We're the ones to mold consensus. How do we do that? We follow the leader. What makes a great leader? One that follows the Christ. Okay? I wanted to add one more thing to our call that we just received just a couple minutes ago. And I want you to hear this because, and this is something that I brought up before, but he just said, you know, why is it that they're all in this together? Because, listen, if they're not standing against it, it means they're guilty of it. Which one's standing against it? Not a one of them. Not a one of them. We were just talking in particular, Chris, was on the southern border. They're the ones alluring them in. Okay? Who are they working for? Well, I'm here to tell you they're not working for you, Americans. And now I proved this a million times over, too. But here, just let me go ahead and play this Facts Matter video for you really quick. And it's just on the last six presidents. And I'm just going to go to five because I'm not going to get into the nonsense with Donald Trump again. But I just want you to see how when they go into office, considering their salary is only $400,000 a year. How is it that they're going in with very little, and then when they leave office, they have way more? Well, check this out.
Comparing their net worth before and after their time in office. At number six, you have Ronald Reagan, who was worth around $10 million before taking office, and then about $15 million after. Next, you have George H.W. Bush, who was worth around $4 million before, and then $23 million after. Then you have Bill Clinton, who came into office being worth around $1.3 million.
Why do you think they're...
He left the White House with a stunning $241.3 million.
Okay, so you have Bill Clinton, who went into office with $1.3 million. He was a corrupt governor. Between him and George Bush Sr., there was no greater or bigger drug dealer than Bill Clinton and the Bushes. If you've not seen Cocaine Cowboys, if you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, we're friends of friends that actually made that documentary. They're actual living testimonies of what they've experienced with the Clintons. He was a drug dealer, a major drug dealer. Remember when Barry Seal got killed? Because of his willingness to come out and actually tell the world who was trafficking the drugs, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and what were they doing? They were using that money to fund wars. Okay, And so this should come as no surprise when you see a Bill Clinton going into office with $1.3 million, and somehow or another, when he left office, he had $241.5 million. How does he do that? Off of making $400,000 a year, friends. I mean, you can play stupid if you want to.
$5 million net worth. Next, you have George W. Bush, who came into office being worth around $24 million and then left office being worth around $40 million.
Yeah, he was a former governor in Texas as well.
Then you have Barack Obama, who was worth around $1.3 million before, and he left office with a net worth of around $70 million.
Okay, just so you know, friends, just again, making clear, you don't go into office with $1.3 trillion. I'm sorry. $1.3 million. Forgive me. I was thinking of the omnibus bill signed by Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, his first legislative act in an omnibus bill where he sold out the American people. But you don't go into office making $1.3 million and then leave office with $240 million off of $400,000 a year. Four times eight is what? 32. Okay, that would be $3.2 million. That is if he didn't spend any of your money, not $200 million. So, Americans, who are they working for? Are they working for you? You're going to have to decide soon enough, and sooner better than later. Well, you still have the time to do it, folks. The fact of the matter is you are under attack, and no, they are not working for you. Let's go over to this. One of the things that I get to hear constantly through the biblical illiterates is this. And forgive me, but I'm mocking the professors, okay? So go with me on this. What do we hear? That we hear, come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. I want you to think of something, because since being a Christian, I cannot tell you the volume of experiences in dealing with the absolutely illiteracies with the professors both within and without the church walls. Things that have been said from the pulpit that have absolutely no biblical relevance or backing whatsoever have been parroted by these children of the apostates is without number. And I'm talking about those that are saying, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, take us away from this battlefield that you ordained us to. Rapture us from responsibility, which is never scripturally going to happen. But we'll just deceive ourselves, and we'll set up teachers that will tell us that before the tribulation, the Lord's going to pull us out of the very war that he ordained us to. Not going to happen. 1-866-582-9933. Again, they parrot, come, Lord Jesus, as if it is a day in which man will rejoice. Isn't that how they talk? No. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. The scripture makes clear in this matter that it is a day of darkness and not light. Where are people coming up with this unscriptural nonsense that Jesus is going to come and take us out of here before this war? Where are people getting off thinking that it's going to be a day that we rejoice? It's going to be a day of light, a day of happiness. Oh, my goodness. What does Scripture say about it? Well, in Amos 5:18 through 20, it says, woe, cursing you. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. That's scripture. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? But what are we told by the hirelings across the country? And what are those little goats bleeding out and parroting? Them hirelings, John 10:12, that are in the pulpits? Come, Lord Jesus, with a smirk on their face. A bewildered look, because they're not even sure of it. Their conscience tells them that they're being lied to, but they're just going to go along with it anyways. Come, Lord Jesus, they say. Come. Have you all seen this, folks? It's pretty repulsive, isn't it? Come, Jesus. Come save us from our responsibility. Come, Lord God. Don't judge us. Save us from the judgments that are upon us, because we have done nothing in obedience to your commandments. Come, Lord Jesus. Y'all know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah, a majority of professors in the American church. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
I want to keep going down this. And by the way, I don't want you, and I'm not going to dictate what you do, but I am saying at least play the man or the woman. If you got an issue, go to your brother. But what I am doing right now is talking about the people that say, come, Lord Jesus. They are absolutely reproachful in every sense of the word. Folks, they have left off the commandments of the Lord. And now the country is being turned into hell. And so what they've done is they've heaped up teachers to itch their itching ears to now lie to them and deceive them further into believing that they're going to be raptured from responsibility. So what do? They set up a strategic plan in convincing others that the Lord's going to come take them out of the responsibility that they were derelict of when they were here on the earth. That is unscriptural. That is scriptural nonsense. That is biblical illiteracy. And I will, listen folks, I have been talking about some of these topics forever. Don't just take a shot. I'm talking to 159 cities right now. I'm talking to 53 countries. 1-866-582-9933. Have your pastors, have your said church leaders call in and challenge scripture. Because the Bible tells me in Jude 3 and 4, we're to contend for the faith. Why? Because those of old have ordained to do what? Making the grace of God into lasciviousness. And these are the same people that have left off works because they weren't born of the Spirit, where it talks about it in Ephesians 2:8, we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, that is the gift of God. See, they forget to bring in verse 9 and 10. How we've been created for what? Work for his purposes, workmanship, right? So in other words, faith without works is dead. Paul said in James 2:14 through 26, let me show you my faith by my works. And we don't do the works to get saved. We do the works because we are saved. And therefore, faith, what? We follow the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, and we're empowered the grace to by the grace to overcome. Okay? Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. See, the American church is completely upside down. And they're upside down because they haven't taken the time to read the word for themselves. This is on so many different levels, okay? And it's a lack of Christianity once again. But I'm talking about those in Scripture that say, come, Lord Jesus. And I remember seeing them, and it just so turned me off when I see people like this. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. The pastor told us today that he heard Gabriel blow the trumpet. Oh, he blew the trumpet, did he? He's not going to blow the trumpet, and he's not going to give, though an angel, Galatians 1:8, preaches another gospel unto us. The Bible says, let him be accursed. That's not scriptural. First of all, read John 17:15. I pray, said Jesus, that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one while they're in the world. Right? And remember, we're called soldiers of the cross. We have armor, Ephesians, starting in chapter 6, verse 12, all the way down. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, right? The shield of faith, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation and the readiness of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's foreign to these people. They're not in a war, folks. They're in some wonderland that they've created in their minds because they've been lied to so much that they believe the lie. And the only way that they're going to believe the lie is when they stay out of the Word of God. So let me keep going on here. I just gave you scripture in Amos 5:18-20. Matter of fact, if you go to Zephaniah, oh my goodness, the small prophets, they'll ruin your sinful life. Praise God. They will. In Zephaniah 1:14-19, the great day of the Lord is near. Listen carefully. It is near and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. Whoa, that doesn't sound like, come, Lord Jesus, a day of rejoicing and a day of light, does it? No, that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and a thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities, the people of the Lord. And against the high towers, and I will distress in my, I will bring distress upon men. The Lord said, this is judgment, that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as the dung. Neither shall their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all that dwell in the land. Does that sound like, oh, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, we're so excited for you to come and get the bride. What Bible are you folks reading? These are also the ones that are talking about Alleluia. Alleluia. Have you taken the time to see when Alleluia was brought up? It was brought up in the time of judgment in the book of Revelation. Again, whoa. See, that's all you have to do is stay away from people that don't read the word. No. Because if that's where you want to be, I want to tell you something. If you're okay with that, you're not the Lord's, because you don't understand who he is in any sense of the word. Oh, I wish I had another hour. I really do. Because when I was reading the book of Zephaniah yesterday, I read the book of Joel. I'll get to that in a moment. I just read the book of Amos. I just read the book of Jonah. I'm reading all the small prophets. Just read the book of Malachi. Oh, my goodness. These guys are all saying the same thing. Why are they all saying the same thing scripturally? Because they all serve the same God. They're all quickened by the same Holy Ghost. Why is there confusion outside of the Word? Because they're all saying what man says and what man leads them to. But when you hold to the Word, guess what? Christians hold to the same God. Period. You wonder why we have 45,000 different denominations, literally, worldwide? Because man has left off Christ, and he wanted followers. I don't want followers. I'm a follower. And the only thing I can say to that is what Paul said, the guy that was responsible, inspired by the Holy Ghost to write two-thirds of the New Testament, when he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me only as so far as I follow Christ. Where I leave off Christ, you leave me off. You don't hear preachers saying that. You know, you see them trying to defend their heresies from the pulpit. Let me go on for the sake of time. Let's go to Joel 2:1-3. It tells us, ready? We're calling out those that say, oh, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessings, Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Straight heretical freaks. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Listen carefully. This is in Joel 2:1-3. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, they're all saying the same, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong there hath not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before him. That's the character of God. Read Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 89, not in that order, okay? A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. Well, let's go back to that of Amos 9:1-10. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and throughout the whole scripture, friends, in this particular section of scripture, chapter 9:1-10, he's saying, go ahead, try to run. Go ahead, do this, I'm going to be there. Go down into hell, I'll be there. Go to the highest of the heavens, I'll be there. I'll pull you down. And he goes on, and he goes on, and he goes on. And furthermore, then he begins to talk about how a flood shall rise up, and it shall drown as by the flood of Egypt. Remember that tsunami? Yeah, I remember that too, very clearly. And what does it tell us at the very end of Amos 9:1-10. I just want you to hear this, and then we need to go on to the next point real quick. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Those that have left off the commandments of the Lord. Those that have left off the judgments of the Lord. Oh, what are you talking about, Bradley? I'm talking about this right here, which is our wisdom. And when you go to Deuteronomy 4, now therefore listen carefully, O Israel. That's me and you. That's me and you, Christians, under the statutes, okay, how to deal with crimes according to God's law, and under the judgments, establish them, which I teach you for to do them that you may live and go in and possess, to drive out previous occupants and possess them in their place, which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Okay? And then he says in verse 6 that this is your wisdom if you do so. If you go to Amos 5:15, if you're looking for the resolve, I'm about ready to give it to you. Hate evil, love good. The Lord said, establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph in this particular point of Scripture. Now, I want to go back and I want you to listen to this, okay? Because some are saying, well, what about the New Testament? Well, what about it? 2 Peter 3:10-18, what does it say? 2 Peter, okay? I'm going over there right now. 10. Hang on. 3:10. Okay. 2 Peter. I'm going to 3. This is live radio. Going there now. Okay. 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 10. Sorry. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.